Here we are back in heaven again. I want to tell you this is going to be a wonderful hour with us and with God and with Jesus. Take the book of Revelation and read with me the 5th chapter and starting at the 11th verse. When I was in heaven, I saw literally thousands and 10,000s of angels and an army and white horses, the most beautiful white horses that you could ever imagine. Gorgeous horses. And Jesus sitting on one of the horses, so beautiful. They were all white, just thousands of them, all white, beautiful horses. If you could begin to understand how far it is across the United States, then you could begin to realize how big it is inside heaven. Heaven is 80 times larger than the earth, making 2 million miles around it, making very big on the inside. And as I stood down on the third heaven, fourth heaven, and fifth heaven, I could see in the distance thousands of white horses. In the distance, Jesus said, "This is my army, the army of the Lord." We sing that song, "I'm in the army of the Lord." And he has made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And behold, I heard a great voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands and thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature was in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, all that are in them, heard him saying, Blessed, and honor, and glory, and power. For he unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and upon the Lamb, forever and ever." And it goes on with the four beasts, and coming over to the sixth chapter. "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, a noise of thunder. One of the four beasts said, Come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow and a crown, and was given him, and he was, and went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, heard a voice saying, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red," and so on and so on. As I was in heaven, looking from this area unto this great army of God, Jesus can be in so many places at one time. On the throne is his body, and his image, his spirit, can be everywhere at one time. Jesus began to explain in the old heaven how there was war between God and Satan and Lucifer. And God cast him out of heaven because there was war. Now there's going to be another great war of the angels and saints, a war of the spirits of heaven, and the war of the spirits of the demon powers of this earth. And that Jesus said, "I'm going to take you over to see my army." We traveled over to the other part of heaven to see the army of God, the great army of God. Can you imagine just literally thousands upon thousands of angels, 8 feet tall, all on horses, ready to go forward for God? This great army of God is going forward to conquer, for God is preparing this great army to come down to this earth with Jesus, destroy the evil spirits of this earth. It's going to be a battle. Satan's going to put up a battle around this earth, and he's going to make his last stand, kind of like Custer's last stand. He's going to make his last stand for the demon powers and for this earth, and he's going to make a last stand before God, and the battle's going to take place. The army of God is coming out of heaven forthwith as it comes forth, before we are in the rapture. And this great battle is going to take place as God begins to take control of the army of Satan and the army of the power of the evil spirits. Oh, what a wonderful reality is going to take place. This is one of the secrets of heaven that's going to take place. And as I went back towards the other side of the throne of God, now you cannot take your face off of God. As you go back into the interior heaven, the throne of God turns round towards you. Now, I want you to think of a vast area back in there, so big, all the way from New York to Los Angeles, literally 3,000 or 4,000 miles square of an army of God being prepared to go forth with Jesus leading them to conquer the evil spirits upon this earth. God is going to conquer all evil spirits, going to destroy the spirit of Satan. The spirit of jealousy is one of the spirits that's going to destroy the spirit. All these evil spirits that's been hovering around man for all these years, been hovering around. Come in and go to the army, take place. Because in man is these spirits. And you know it was said that if a devil cast out of someone, if they do not immediately go serving God and the Spirit of God, seven more devils will jump right in. That gives you an idea of how many devils there are upon this earth. And Jesus, when he cast out the evil spirits out of these men of the tombs, these evil spirits went into these 3,000 pigs. And there they went running, drowning themselves. That's the power of Satan, how great it is. And God, with his conquering power in heaven, is going forth to conquer the power of the devil. So Jesus took me back into this area where they were in. And he says, Percy, get on a horse. Oh, how it was wonderful. I petted this horse and got right on a white horse with Jesus. And I could feel myself going forward him to conquer the demon powers of the enemy, to conquer them in Jesus' name. This is exactly what's going to happen. Well, there was a battle in heaven in the old days. There's going to be a battle around this earth. Because these demons and devils come around this planet. When Satan was cast out of heaven, Lucifer was cast out of heaven. He came down to this planet, and I wish he'd have went to some other planet instead of this one. But this is exactly what happens. Jesus explained it to me. He took up the power around here because he's the prince of the power of the air. He challenged Jesus. He said, if you'll fall down and worship me, I'll give you this whole kingdom. You'll be the king of this world. Jesus refused because he's the Son of God and he belongs in the kingdom of heaven. But as I was back among these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful angels, listen, to think of 10,000 times 10 angels with flaming swords in God's heaven ready to go forward to conquer the demon powers of the devil. Because all those evil spirits are going to have to be destroyed. All those spirits of jealousy, spirits of sex, and the spirit of all these things, the spirit of all the demon powers, is all going to be cast out into the bottomless pit, and God is going to have the power. Now, as I was back in this part of heaven, back in there, seeing how this beautiful army of God was being trained to go forward. They were trained in the name of the living God, for God, when God gives the order from the throne, they will go forward. And when God gives the order, Jesus will leave heaven and come down to have the wedding supper of the Lamb. But the wedding supper of the Lamb will take first. Here's what will happen, most glorious reality. As God gives the order, the trump shall sound. I want you to imagine and realize a trumpet sounding. The trumpet of sound. When it sounds, all of the earthly surface will break loose. And all of these people come out of this earth in the resurrection, go all the way up to heaven to be with God, to be with Him forever and ever. Going further to all over God's heaven is this wonderful army of God being trained to go forward. But that's not all. When then the angels around the throne, dancing and glorifying God, dancing in the Spirit, moving in the Spirit, praising God in the Spirit. I'm going to try to make you realize how great heaven is. When you see the spectacular of heaven, the glories of heaven, as I stood upon the right hand of God, there up as it were on a great cliff. I stood on this great cliff with Jesus as we stood up there, like a cliff protruding out of the mountain, out of the right hand of God, because God's throne is on a mountain. It tells us about the Bible, about God's throne upon a mountain. I want to realize what God's mountain and throne is like. We stood at the base of this great mountain of God. And here in the beautiful mountain, or the beautiful throne of God, as we looked up the side of this great mountain where God sat upon his throne, it's a most spectacular sight to behold. And there sits God upon the throne, and all the glories of God as he sits upon, majestically sitting upon that throne, as he is the great creator and the great creator of all things. So then his army is coming forward, and his angels dancing around the throne. And then there's a sea of glass. And when you see the spectacular sight of the glory of God, you would want to be there. No way should you miss heaven. It's all arranged so beautiful and so glorious. And as we saw this great army being trained to go forward, and when God gives the marching orders, when God says go, all heaven will open up, and they'll come down upon this earth to destroy the evil spirits of this earth. There's going to be a battle, the great battle of God. And all God will have the power, God will have the glory, God will have the preeminence, for he says, the great I am He is the God creator, the Jehovah, El Shaddai, and all the wonderful things which God is, the creator of all things. When you think of eternity, going back into the interior, outside of heaven, and into eternity. Here the great creator came out of this great eternity with Jesus to create all things. He created the stars. When he told Job, where were you, Job, when I set the stars in place? Can you think of the great creation of God so great, and the universe so great, and the spaces so vast, and the distance so vast and so great? This is heaven. We're just one of the planets in this great system. And this earth is just a planet. When you look across the skies at night, and you see the moon shining, and you look upon this earth, you can see millions of miles out into eternity with nothing there which you think out there but just the moon. But that's not so. The moon, the sun, the stars, and all these things. And then in the midst of it all sets heaven, the planet heaven. And this planet heaven is where God set the new earth, the planet heaven, where God dwells and where it all is in this wonderful universe. So then God has promised us a home in this great heaven. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, 14th St. John. If it was not so, I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. But it's no little place. It's not just like a little park, or just a little city. It's a great city of God with millions and millions of miles circling all around the throne and around the glories of God. Then after we'd gone back in this army, Jesus said to me, Percy, this is reality. This is heaven. So I reached out to put my hand on the beautiful mane of one of these beautiful horses, the red horse, but I'm talking about the white horse, where Jesus sat, the white army of God, the beautiful army. And I reached up this beautiful animal, such a beautiful animal, with not necessarily to have a stable boy, such a beautiful animal, so standing there with eyes so big and so beautiful, looking at me. And here was this quivering animal. When I began to tell him, he was shaking, he was quivering under the power of God, because he was a creation of God, quivering and shaking, and ready to go forward for God. And I touched his beautiful mane, and touched him, and he felt my touch, and he said, praise God. Oh, you can think of heaven, all the animals in heaven, all the glorious things in heaven, except the snake and the mule, all praising God. Then as we came around from that part of that throne, began to walk all these miles, and here was beautiful animals. Here was dogs. Oh, you think a dog in heaven? Yes, friends. Beautiful dogs, so glorious, so beautiful. You talk about Great Danes or whatever you want to call them. These dogs are so beautiful and so precious and so glorious, so wonderful. And then there was all the different other animals. All these animals, all the wild animals had become tame. And then we came across a beautiful animal, the lion. Oh, the lion. Here was at least 400 beautiful lions standing there looking. And in the midst of them stood Jesus. Stood Jesus right in the middle of those lions. And he was the lion. He was the tribe. He's the lion. He's the lion, the tribe of Judah. He came out of eternity, but he also came across this earth. He came across Persia and across there. He came out to conquer the earth. The lion represents the conqueror. And then here was the lamb. Now, if you could ever understand the slain lamb was a great reality of Jesus, representing Jesus. Here's this slain lamb there before the throne, slain for the foundation of the world. So Jesus said, that's me. Yes, I was sent to the earth by my Father, sent there to save the world. I became, behold, the Lamb of God. John says, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He came to take away the sins. And then on there is the representative sin. A sin destroyed. Sin destroyed by Jesus. It's all so perfect and so beautiful, all so real. And then there stood by there the mother of Jesus standing there. There she was taking her place. And here was the mother, the one who God chose, the virgin who God had chose to bring forth Jesus. And it was not the mother at the cross when Jesus said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for your children, your children's children. It was the mother of Jesus, the mother who had her place in heaven so beautiful because she'd been the one that was chosen by God to be used, that Jesus should be made in that womb of Mary, that she would become, praise God, the one used for God to bring forth Jesus. But one of the most miraculous sights during this time, what I saw, was this crucifixion. Actually, there was the type of crucifixion. It looked exactly as it was Calvary. Everything in heaven is reproduced, Calvary. And there was Jesus, Calvary. Oh, Calvary, 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 the place where Jesus went to. And there was a replica of the upper room. Oh, all God's got it all. The upper room, a replica of the upper room where the power first fell. Oh, when you could look at those sites. Everything that God did upon this earth is reproduced in heaven in the most glorious way. So then when we go there, we'll be able to walk through all these wonderful reminders of Jesus. Not the reminders of death, not reminders of sin, but the reminders of the one who made it possible that we could be in heaven. Then we came a little further, and there was an altar. This was an altar. And an angel was standing there with a knife in his hand. And there it was representing Abraham as he was going to offer up Isaac. If you talk about going through the most wonderful, wonderful place, when you get through heaven, you'll walk through this place and see all this thing. It's just like going through what you'd call a glorious, marvelous place of remembrance. And friends, remember, it's all there, all what God has done. It was like going through, if you'd walk through the place where there's all kinds of pictures on each side, and you walk through this gallery. A gallery of remembrance of salvation, not a gallery of remembrance of sin, but a gallery of remembrance what Jesus had done. There it was, the little boy, as he was in the temple. All day, walk and look and see the life of Jesus reproduced in heaven. This is one of the secrets of God showed me through, going through this great place and the life of Jesus, and he came down, sent by his Father to conquer the devil, conquer sin, conquer death, and conquer death. Now the death angel comes to your door to bring you in death, but the death angel is destroyed. There's no more death angel living in heaven. The remembrance of the death angel is gone. And there it says in this place, death is no more. Death is no more. Can you imagine looking at that? And when you're upon this earth and you think of death, how mama's going to die and go, how the little child is going to leave the home. But in heaven, a great, wonderful sign says, death is no more. So you can walk by and look at that. So then you have a feeling. As I walked by and looked at that, death is no more. I got such a joy in my soul, such a joy that I was going to be able to stay there forever and never see death, never see sin, never see sorrow, never see another tear. There's only going to be a half an hour of tears in heaven and crying, remembrance earth, and that's all going to pass away. And therefore, it will be only the memory of life. Death is gone. Finished. That no more. No more dominion over man. Death will have no more dominion over man. So then I stopped and talked with one of the archangels. Oh, that was a glorious reality. And he said, Percy, you are faithful. We all knew you were coming. And I didn't know who that angel was. Looked at that angel. He said, I'm Gabriel. I stopped and talked to Gabriel. And Gabriel spoke to me. Gabriel, the angel Gabriel spoke to me. And I went on a little further. And then there was other angels all stopping and talking to me. This is what you're going to have in heaven. You're going to have one of the greatest receptions that man could ever have. And it'll be endless because you'll never be able to do and go all through heaven to see everything in a million years. The first million years, we look in the place over. And that's exactly what it'll be. Come a little further, and there we saw these different things there so beautiful. Seeing all these thousands of diamonds stacked up as we come, and we left that part and begin to go along the edge of the sixth heaven. We walked along the edge, as it were, along a precipice, right along the edge of this sixth heaven, looking down at the third heaven and the first heaven. So I want you to try to realize that between inside the first gate of heaven, you're going up 10,000 miles. Now stop and think 10,000 miles. Where does 10,000 miles go? You're off this earth in 10,000 miles. And then you go another heaven, another 10,000 miles. of as it were, a shelf or a level. So then you got 20,000 miles. Then another 10,000. 30,000 miles. They are coming on the different levels of heaven. The first level, the second level, the third level, and the fourth level. So then you're walking this glorious reality of God. So beautiful. I remember one time in California, walking down at the edge of the mountain, looking up. But this is the experience that you have walking on the different levels of heaven. I'm trying to put into your mind the greatness of heaven. It's just not one place where you come in there and a little area, we'll save a couple of thousand miles. Speaking of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of miles, this great place you'll be able to explore when you get there. So now we're on the fourth heaven, the fifth heaven, standing there looking down to the different levels of heaven. I want to try to make you understand what heaven is like. We're inside of heaven, so glorious and so beautiful. Then we begin to proceed towards the left hand of God. And looking down the different levels below, we can see all these glorious things. And going a little higher, another step higher, we could look over the top of all these beautiful mansions. Did you ever stand on the top of a mountain somewhere in the United States, look down and see a city? For instance, you can take some of these great mountains in America and walk around. Look down, you can see, for instance, some of these great towns in California. When you get up real high, look down. Well, that's the feeling you have in heaven. You up there and you look down at the different levels of heaven. Endless, endless, endless eternity. Looking down at the top of this heaven. Now, we've already been, remember, and walked before the throne of God with the different ones who won their right. Smith Wiggles and so on, all the rest. And we come down from on the top of the city foursquare. But you cannot take your mind off of God. And you look, and there's God. You look inside the city foursquare, transparent. You can look right through the walls and see God on the throne. So here we are, going along and walking along this great, as it were, a precipice, looking down over the tops of the great houses. I want to try to make you realize how great heaven is. Here we were up there, way up, and looking down upon the temple. Now, the temple is a 1,000 miles square. Now, we're way up there, oh, maybe 1,000,000 miles, who knows? Looking down in this great part where the city foursquare is and where the temple is. Here we're up there, way up, looking down on the top of the city foursquare, the top of the top of the great temple. Such a spectacular sight. And from way up there, we can see the people going in the temple. Can you please try to realize how big heaven is? 2,000,000 miles around it. What a great place. So you've got millions, many, many miles inside to look. So then we're walking around. We can see down in the distance below. We can see the river. Now we're up in an area where we can see the river. Now we're up above the base of the throne of God. We're up above the great golden altar. We're up above the brazen altar. Way up there, about halfway up where God is in this great level looking down. We're looking down over the top of the banquet house, and Jesus pointed with his finger down, said, "Percy, that's the banquet house down there." Do you ever fly on an airplane and fly over a city and they try to ID to you one part? Well, that's exactly what Jesus was doing to me. We're going around. They were all taking this tour. There was Abraham. There was my mother. And there was all of those that was following me. And he was giving us a sightseeing, a tour. We're walking around. Now, we're not yet up to where God's feet are, but we're up at the standing up on the base of the throne, walking around. We're on a tour. And Jesus pointed down and said, "There's the river. There's the river of life." And here we were standing up watching that river of life flow out from under the throne of God. Oh, it was so spectacular, my dear friends, that you can imagine how great heaven is. I told you I was going to take you inside heaven. And then looking down on the river, we could see the floodgates in the distance. Jesus said, "There's the floodgates away down there." Standing up there, now we're looking 2,000 miles above, looking down at the floodgates. And Jesus pointed out, "There's the floodgates. All of my Father's creation right down there." Then we could look. Now we're not up to where the bells were. We're pretty close to the bells of God. God's got these bells hanging away up there, all up there hanging, for one purpose, to when souls get saved, that these bells will begin to ring. You couldn't realize that God could take one person through heaven and show him so many things. 5.5 days inside of heaven, God could have been son to God showed me these things through Jesus. And then walking down there, and we could stand up there and see the angels dancing. Oh, it was a spectacular sight. Up there on this shelf, as it were, on this level of heaven, looking down to see the thousands and thousands and more thousands of angels dancing. And then we could hear the music coming up from there. Oh, it was music to our ears. We was there listening to the music of heaven, as the music was playing. I'll tell you, when you get to heaven, you start around these tours, and you start around these different levels of heaven, you're going to have a time. I'm telling you, you're going to have a time. You're going to be inside of heaven forever and ever. You wait till we get further along in this tape when we really tell you and show you what heaven is. Next half an hour, we're going to reveal a secret to you of heaven, which I promise. I've been just come out of a wonderful prayer with myself and with God, praying and talking to him in the glory world. And we were looking down, and then Jesus said, "Do you see that person down there?" And looking down and seeing that person down there, he said, "That's the Apostle Paul down there. He didn't come up with us, but he's down there." There he is, standing there with his hands folded. There was Paul, standing there with his hands folded and his head bowed, looking and praying. There's prayer in heaven. There was Paul standing there praying. And then we could see, and as we stood up there, out come the souls from on the altar of God. Jesus said, "Now it's time for the martyred souls to come out." Here we were, holding a spectacular view of what was happening in the other part of the heaven. Out of under the throne came these souls coming out with their faces shining just like, oh, so beautiful. They come out. Their faces were lit up with the glory of God just like fires. And they came out to present themselves to God, which they do every day. Remember, these were the martyred ones, the Christians at Rome. These were those who had been martyred on the mission field. These are those that had actually given their lives for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here they came out to present themselves to the Almighty God. And as we watched them come out, as they looked and their faces shone with the glory of God, because the spectacular reality of God the Father shining on them, as he looked, you couldn't see his face, but his hands were stretched forth. And out of his hand came the glory. I prayed for almost 7 years, "Oh God, let me see thy glory." And friends, I saw his glory. If you could ever imagine and realize what the great glory of God is in his presence, his power and his glory, as he was looking down upon those that come to heaven to be in heaven. There he was blessing these martyrs. The blessing of God going out to them as he was blessing them. Blessing them because they had given their lives for the gospel. The word of God is going to go around all over the world. God is going to have preeminence over the whole universe. And the demon powers of the enemy is going to be destroyed. And then we looked down and we saw one more thing. Oh, it was spectacular to see that one thing. The little children come out to present themselves to God. Here they came out like a great parade out there into this part of heaven. And Jesus said, "Here comes my little children. My little children walking out before Karaboshanda, Sulabahu Karaboshanda. I want to tell you," and there they were coming out to present themselves to everything comes out to present themselves to God every day. They came to present themselves to God. Even you read back in the Old Testament where the sons of God came up, but they will not go through that. But here all of heaven coming out from every part of heaven daily to present themselves to God the Father, the presentation of who they are. And I wonder when the church comes in, when the rapture comes, here will come the church inside to present themselves to God. May God bless you. God bless you forever is my prayer. Here we are back inside of heaven again. I want to tell you something, the most spectacular reality of heaven. Everything in heaven has a daily action. Heaven is now on earthly time. Day is 1,000 years with the Lord. However, God is timing his coming by Jesus coming by what is happening upon this earth. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, have everlasting life. But God also loved us. Loved the world that he created. And he sent his only begotten Son down here on this earth to die that we might have life and life more abundantly. So heaven at the present time is tuned to this earth. This earth should be saved, destroyed, and the people on it should be saved. Try to think of that as you can of the many other planets. But it was this one that fell. This planet fell. Garden of Eden fell. And God, this was God's creation. And here's something that God had created had fallen to Satan, had fallen to him, given their life over to Satan. What a terrible thing that must have been for God, to Satan, to took over this world. And that's exactly what happened. No other planet he took over, but Satan took over this world. I'll say it again. Satan took over this world. Born in, it's no wonder we had a lot of problems and trouble down here when Satan took over this world. But we're not of this world, and we're born again, we're the heavenly. So then, on this earth, you've got all kinds of flying fowl. You've got everyone, even the crow. Next half an hour, we're going to tell you about the flying creatures in heaven. Flying creatures of heaven are so spectacular. First, the dove. Every day, God lets the doves loose. The doves represent the Holy Spirit. That's one of the secrets of heaven I'm telling you about, the doves. Can you think of thousands upon thousands, literally millions of pigeons? Beautiful fowl of the heaven, the pheasant, the partridge. You name it, everyone's there of God's creation. The flying things of heaven. Every day God lets them fly all around heaven. We were standing there on one of the precipices of the levels of heaven. And then God let the flying fowls loose. You know, it's wonderful on earth to see birds flying to the north and the south. And to hear the west. But here was the great spectacular. Millions of beautiful doves flying everywhere as they passed by. Every one of them praising God. Can you imagine a dove praising God? And then here was millions and millions of pigeons all flying among them. Even the crow. The turkey was flying. The eagle was flying. America should be very happy about that, because the eagle flies all over God's heaven. And then the other different flying birds. Every flying bird that God created is flying all over heaven. Spiritually speaking, they look beautiful, most gorgeous. Their feathers are so beautiful. As we stood there on the precipice of this level of heaven, here the doves came and came to our feet, and all around us as the doves came. That happened to me on this earth the other day. But here's these doves flying. Then here came the pigeon to pay respects to Percy. God can control all of heaven, because Percy had come to heaven, and God really wanted to give Percy a welcome. That's me. As we stood there with Jesus and all of us together, we walked back a little bit from the edge of the precipice, where that end of the level of heaven. And all the birds came to give us honor and welcome. Here came the turkey. Now, the turkey is a funny-looking flying beast, but they come and sat down and stood in front, looked up of us, and gave us a welcome. Then there was all these miraculous eagles. The eagles began to come. Now, the eagles can soar on this earth way up above the clouds. And here came the eagles soaring up. Just, they call it the American eagle, but I call it God's great eagle of heaven, eagles of heaven. And here as they came by, they dipped their wings before Percy, because Percy was welcome in heaven. I was getting the royal welcome, because I'd prayed for 7.5 years, "Oh God, let me see thy glory." And Jesus said, "My Father is showing you his glory, which you prayed for almost 7 years. And here was the glory of God out of its greatness there around. Then here came the many other birds that had ever seen upon this earth. Here came the wonderful peacock. And the peacock is a beautiful bird, glorious and beautiful bird. It stands there, and here came the peacock to pay respects to me. And Jesus said, God is letting you see his glory because you prayed. Almost 7 years, oh God, let you see his glory. And my Father is here answering your prayers. I could have said that he would let me see his glory because I prayed, oh God, let me see your glory. As the pigeons came, I'm talking about the glory of God presenting his creation to me. How great it is for please God, just to please God. God heard my prayer, and Jesus said, my Father is giving you the fullness of his glory to let you see the fullness of a glory. Can you imagine what the fullness of the glory of God is? Friends, don't miss heaven. Please, don't miss heaven. And then here came another big cluster of birds flying by. Oh, how precious they were, and they were flying geese. You know something? The goose flies from Canada all the way down to South America, and they fly high. And here was the heavenly geese coming by to pay me respects that I could see the glory of God. Oh, God, let me see thy glory. And God answered my prayer, friends, and let me see his glory. If you once realized how great the glory of God is, you wouldn't want to spend 1 minute on this earth. All you'd want to do is go to heaven. And then you got the great birds of the heaven, millions of different kinds. And then all at once, all of them begin to fly in and out and all over the place, over my head and all around. And Jesus said, God is letting you see his glory. There was flying beasts that I never realized before, never seen. Flying beasts with the head of a man, with the wings, and so peculiar looking beasts. But they were flying by to let me see the glory of God. Oh, God, let me see thy glory. Oh, God, let me see what you've created. Oh, God, let me see what you've done. How beautiful. Oh, God, let me see thy glory. I prayed for 7.5 years, and God answered my prayer. And then he was flying beings. He was flying beings. Not angels, but flying beings coming by. And they, one by one, would come and settle and just put their feet down on the precipice to let me see the glory of God, and all heaven broke loose with the glory of God, and then the lights begin to show. Friends, you can't realize what the glory of God is. When you think of the great rainbow flowing, coming out from the throne of God and going over God's head and onto the crystal sea of the many different colors, and then God lit up heaven the way he wanted to lit it up. All over the whole heaven, the colors begin to show. Of all the spectacular colors coming out from everywhere, lighting up the wings of all these birds flying everywhere. It was so spectacular, you couldn't imagine the glory of God, how great it was. Then the music, and as they flew back into their different places where they stay, the music of God began to ring out as he sang, all power to God, all glory to God, all glory to God the Father, the one who supplieth all the needs according to his riches. Listen. According to his riches in glory. According to his riches in glory. A lot of rich people upon this earth, but nothing like heaven. We're all rich in heaven. Rich with everything. What does it mean to be rich? You mean dinners of roast pork? No such thing. That's not the kind of riches it is. It is riches of glory. God owns everything. The gold and the silver are represented upon him in heaven because he created it all. This richness of God with all of his. Then next the animals begin to pay respect. God promised me that I could see his glory, so he moved further back on this great level of heaven. My mother was there, mother of Jesus, all of them there, to attend this great spectacular. We were attending the greatest spectacular of all things that man had ever seen. And here came the flying lion, flying through the air, and all of the different animals. Here came every animal that God had created begin to come through the heavens, through the skies, and sit down before us to let us see God's glory. It was wonderful to see these literally, just hundreds and hundreds of lions coming there. And one of the ones that stood there stood in front of me. One of God's animals stood before me and said, "Hello, Percy." He could have shined the glory to God. God let me see His glory in heaven. There's no way that any man could say anything like this unless he'd seen it. I saw it, friends. I saw the glory of God in His spectacular reality. The spectacular reality of God. People think that heaven is just one little place where you go and sit in some corner. Don't you believe that at all. It's a great spectacular, the glory of God. Then here came elephants. Whoever heard of an elephant flying through the air? A big, clumsy beast like that, an elephant? Near came these great crowd of elephants, and down there, spiritual elephants, glorious elephants, landing on this level of heaven, and bowing to the glory of God above, bowing to Him as they bowed to God. All the creation was bowing to God. All the creation of God was bowing to God the Father. And here we were, right where they were doing the bowing, right where they were doing it. And here come the leopard. Now, the leopard is a nasty animal upon this earth. Boy, you have to be careful of those. And then here came the lambs. If you could just see, the millions of lambs came, and the lion and the lamb came together, and the leopard coming underneath. Here they were all riding leopards on the leopards of backs of the leopards, because the leopard, they had controlled the leopard until the lamb could ride on the back of the leopard. And here was the lion coming along with the lamb. The Bible says the lamb shall lie down with the lion. And that is the millennium, but here was all heaven. God controlled it. Now, can you imagine millions of lambs coming? Jesus is the lamb that was slain for the world. Here come all these lambs and lions and leopards. The leopards were underneath, and the lions and the lambs were on top, and they were coming in unison, absolutely controlled by God. He had controlled every spectacular reality of heaven. Here they came for one purpose, to let me see God's glory, to let me see His glory. Oh God, let me see the glory. One glimpse of the glory of God, and you could never be the change. No wonder I walk around this earth almost sometimes in a stupor thinking about heaven, because I want to go back so bad. I want to go back so bad to heaven. No person could ever realize how real it is unless they were there. And then monkeys are very, very nice little animals in South America and in the jungle. They crawl up the side of the trees and they can hang so beautiful and so wonderful. Then here was a chain of monkeys that reached at least 2,000 or 3,000 miles long. A chain of monkeys hanging on nowhere came by as they looked. Here's the God controls all of His glory. Here were the monkeys, all in a great chain, hanging from nowhere, coming by, because they were glorifying God. God, let me see what He could do. And let me see His glory. Oh God, I prayed, let me see Thy glory. And I saw His glory, His fullness of His glory. You could never be the same. And Jesus there, among it all, enjoying it. And then down upon this earth a little bit, in this earth walk, we think we're so smart, don't we? We build these buildings, the Empire State Building, we build all these buildings, thinks we've built something. The King's Highway, Canada, and the road north and south. Highway number one, and all of that. Oh, what man's accomplished, and he really thinks it's something. He builds a great building, boy, and he looks at it. And he looks at it and say, my, this is steel, look what I've done. Even the Tower of Babel, they try to build it high enough for heaven. And here's these buildings upon this earth, so opposite. But as we could look down and see these millions of buildings below, being given the glorious treatment, of let us see the glory of God. When these larger birds begin to come, and they flew by, and all the little birds were all around them, flying with them, as they were come to present themselves to God, to let me see His glory. And then, baboons, My, do you say there's baboons in heaven? Yes, there's baboons in heaven. Everything God's created separate is in heaven. Near came a great herd of baboons, all coming to present themselves to God. And then there was 1,000 beasts came, some kind of a beast. Don't know what they were, couldn't identify them. Jesus said, the beasts now come. Everything that had breath, everything created by God, was coming by to give God all the glory and all the praise and all the reality and all the glory of God. Then the last animals to come, coming by, was this animal that I'd never seen before. It was a beautiful animal coming by. It must have been created some way back. We also saw the dinosaurs. Everything that God had created came by to give God the glory. And then Jesus came and looked up to his Father and said, Percy, my Father. The great creation of God so wonderful. Then we begin to walk further along this great part of the mountain looking down. We look down, walk further down, we could see the sea of glass. Here we were right up watching the sea of glass, watching it down there. Looked like it was thousands of miles below. Literally full of angels out doing their daily dance before God. Thousands of angels dancing, singing, praising, and glorifying God. Because God let me see His glory. Looking over to the crystal sea, we could see the many different colors over there. Colors of the rainbow, because the rainbow had come down and was shining. And in there, over. And Jesus said, Percy, your face is lit up with a million different colors. He let me see yourself. Did you ever look at yourself, see what you look like? And I want to tell you, if we look in the looking glass, see what we really look like sometime, we'd get right with God. You out there in the land that's been drinking tonight, this Saturday, you spent your day with a bottle, haven't you? You try to get joy out of the bottle. You've been you that have gone to the nightclub, getting ready to go. You think you're going over there to have a good time. You see the spectacular colors there in the music. The jukey music, that's what you're going. You're going over there to see it. You're getting ready. You're putting your dress on now. You were putting your suit on. Why don't you stop and think for a minute and think there's a greater place called heaven? Will you stop a minute? Father, these ones, they're going, getting ready to go out tonight to have a good time. Let them realize, oh God, there's a heaven. Speak to them, oh God, by the power of God. They might get on their knees and call to God and say, what must I do to be saved? Friends, you can get saved. You can get born again out there because you're listening to these tapes and you that are already ready to go and know what heaven is. God bless you and let you have joy and peace upon this earth forever and ever that you could have peace because it's real. Now, the ones that are coming into heaven, fresh souls coming into heaven, is a most spectacular sight. Jesus said, look, the gates are opening. We stood there to watch the gates open. I'm talking about heaven's gates. Near the souls were coming inside that had been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And then there was all silence. Everything became silent. Silent. And God began to ring His bells. We were up very close to the bells. Felt like we could only touch them. We'd come up where we heard the bells ring before. Near those bells was ringing all over the place as God was ringing His bells of joy because those souls were coming into heaven. And there was all this beautiful, wonderful, wonderful praising down below. Just try to imagine in your heart, if you can, thousands of angels dancing on the sea of glass. Many of those that are building and doing building. Many of those that are doing all their duties in heaven. All at once it all stops. And they look at heaven's gates to see the souls coming in. And there's a great joy. There's a great praise. There's a great... Everybody's very, very happy when those souls come in. Please don't miss heaven because there's all these souls coming in. And all heaven looking toward all heaven, all the citizens of heaven looking towards those gates because they've opened. And what a joy. You can just hear it as if it was a great crowd. You've heard that upon the earth moving because the president comes by or something. And then they clap and they shout because the president's come by. And the president has a right to have respect. Come in right because here is the president. When the queen passes by from Buckingham Palace, everybody has respect for the queen and looks toward the queen as coming. Kaiser of Germany used to walk and there he had respect. Hitler had his day, but nothing like the others. And there, of course, there was Stalin, who thought he was going to set the world right. Then there was Lenin, all of those fellows, all had their own ideas what a utopia should be. Everyone thought they were doing something, but just plain man, oh, foolish man, thinking he could do something. But yet here's respect in heaven. All these people are getting to see the glory of God. Oh, God, let all of them have become satisfied with the reward. Heaven. All inside of heaven. And then the spectacular of these people coming inside of heaven. But that's not all. Then they turn around. Everybody, every new fresh soul, every angel, everyone turns around towards the throne and begins to give God all the glory. Give God the glory. Did you ever go into a meeting? A great meeting of 3,000 or 4,000 people. A preacher come out. And the preacher said, stand up, and they clap. They give an applaud and get happy. And the joy comes just because a preaching preacher's come in, because he's got something to tell them. He's praying for the sick. He's going to tell them about a great spectacular teaching of the Bible. So he's a man of God. So they give the man of God respect. They look at him. But it's just nothing in the sight of giving God the glory. I've been in meetings of 5,000, 10,000, when they've all stood up because something's happening. I remember when a woman jumped out of a wheelchair. Everybody stood and run to see what happened. Just a little thing of happening of a woman getting healed, jumping out of a wheelchair. It's good, but it's almost nothing in what's happening in heaven. Here all of the souls are coming in, and it's time to give God the glory. God the glory. And Jesus, His Son, is right in front of Him, still on the throne, to get the glory with His Father. And all heaven gives respect to God, to the glory of God. Thousands, ten thousands, and thousands of angels, the little children, and all of Abraham, Isaac, and all of those that are there, the souls of those that are there. All the souls of heaven are turned around in the joy to give God the glory. And there I was standing there all in the midst of it, as God was pretty close to God, as that glory was so great over me. That spectacular reality was so precious over me. And then what happened? Just seeking to happen, I began to fly in heaven. Oh, could have a shanda. I left the precipice, just soaring through on God's power all through heaven. Soaring through all over the place. And here we were, going through all over God's heaven. Without nothing to hold us up. With nothing. Just sailing through the glory world. Here we came off of this precipice and began to sail down around all where the banquet house was and everything. And settled down. You know where I was when I settled down? Standing right by Jesus. The one who shed His blood upon Calvary. And you know, Jesus said to me, "You prayed to see God's glory. Now you've even felt God's glory, what my Father's glory is." It's so spectacular and so reality. Men and women upon this earth, you travel along the roads in your old automobile, you fly in an airplane, and you get excited. But listen, just pray a prayer, "Oh God, let me see Thy glory," and mean it, God, and you begin to feel how great heaven is. As your faith is, so be it unto you. You think of heaven off someplace in the distance, and you want to go there someday. But when you get there, will you be prepared to be able to stand and feel His glory? Will you be able to do it? Will you be able to do it? Will you be able to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're going to heaven? Now is the time for you to get on your knees. Come on, mother, father, boy, come and get on your knees. Let's get down before God and pray. All of you out there, you may be in a Methodist church, you may be anywhere, listen to this tape. But now, get up out of your seats and fall down on your face before God. Come on, because it's heaven I'm talking about. Little children, gather around together and start weeping before God and say, Jesus, save me. Jesus, get me ready for heaven. Jesus, I want to serve you. And you that are backslidden, same thing, get down together. Oh, Father, as they're on their knees seeking you, we pray, oh God, you'd speak to them right now. Let the glory of God come into their lives. Let them realize there's a God and there's a heaven. Let them realize their soul can be saved right now. Pray this prayer with me, will you? Oh, Father, I seek you and accept you as my personal Savior. I accept you, O God, as my Savior, Jesus. Dear Jesus, save me. Speak peace to my heart. And, O God, my tears before you as I'm praying and seeking God. Let my life change. Let my life change. Don't let me touch that drink that I was drinking. Let me throw away this cigarette. Let me just serve you. Let me start reading the Bible every day. Let me start my day with daily prayer. Let me start my day, Father, to serve you. Father, let the seal of the glory of God be upon these that are on their knees and on their face praying. O God, supply their need according to your glories. Supply their needs that might give to you, Father. Give of their life, give of their substance, and give, O God, to what's coming to you. You Japanese that are listening, you all your different nationalities are listening right now, you'll all know that it's for you, for everyone, to have. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, gave Jesus, that you might have life and you have it more abundantly. We thank you, Lord, Father, for bringing these souls to your altar. We thank you, Lord, that you're saving them. We thank you, Lord, that you're giving them peace in that home where this voice is coming, where the mother and father, mother, father, sister, brother, as you're upon your knees before God, let Jesus come into your home and give you eternal life and give it to you more abundantly. Father, bless them and give them every desire, Lord, to serve you. They may serve you night and day. We love you, you people out there. Our love is for you because this message must go around all the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.